Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off. It's good to be here with you all to talk a little MLB with you all. College basketball season unfortunately is over now. I'm very, very sad about that. No college football, no college basketball, no NFL, but that's okay. Because we got the MLB and the MLB's in full swing, and I'm very, very excited for that. If you're looking for some of my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter slash X timeline, whatever you want to call it, at Coda Capra Kyle. Currently, right now, me and Mr. Action Junkie are having a season-long MLB contest called No Runs or More Runs, where he and I will give our favorite Nerfy plays, no run first inning, and Yerfy plays, yes run first inning. Those lines usually come out in the morning, so I don't usually have that for this show, so it'll go on my Twitter slash X timeline. We're having a battle so far, me and Mr. Action Junkie are in this contest. Going into today, I'm 21 and 10 plus 9.77 units on the no run, yes run plays, and Mr. Action Junkie is 16 and 9 and plus 5.69 units as well. I'm also going to be giving out my best bets for each day in the MLB slate. That's going to go on our newsletter, so be sure to subscribe to that in the show notes. But anyways, enough about me. Let's get into recap of Mr. Action Junkie's card for Tuesday, April 9th. He had six plays in the docket, and they went 3-3. So as he would always say, not too good, but not too bad either. So let's recap his card for Tuesday, April 9th. He had the Orioles money line and a -130 against the Red Sox. There's really no doubt in this game. The Orioles owned the Red Sox the entire game. They took home a 7-1 victory, and the money line for the Orioles hit with ease. And man, is this Orioles team fun to watch. And this is a team that, if you have a chance to watch any team in baseball, this is a team I recommend. It's a young team and a team that's primed to be one of the dark horses in the playoffs this year. So I love the Orioles a lot. He had the Dodgers first five run line minus a half a run against the Twins at a -130. This play might have been the easiest winner for Mr. Action Junkie. The Dodgers hit 2 3-run home runs in the fourth and fifth inning. They had a 6-0 lead after the fifth. So that minus five first five, that easily cashes for Mr. Action Junkie. He also had two run lines, and unfortunately, both those plays went 0-2. He had the Diamondbacks -1.5 against the Rockies. This is a situation where the Diamondback fans are going to be happy, but the Diamondback bettors are not. The Diamondbacks are going to win 3-2, but unfortunately, that run line doesn't cash. He also had the Rangers on the run line against the A's at a -105. This was a back-and-forth game, but listen to this, folks. Shea Langeliers of the Athletics had three home runs and four RBIs in that game, and the Rangers simply couldn't contest that. The Athletics beat them outright 4-3, and the Rangers run line does not cover. Finally, his two Nerfy plays went 1-1. He had the no run first inning, the Mariners Blue Jays at a -115. This was a great first inning for the pitchers, as we only saw seven total batters come to play in the first inning. The no run first inning does cash as no runs were scored in that inning. And he also had a no run first inning in the Astros and the Royals at a -110. Not a very good inning for Royals pitcher Cole Ragans. He gave up three straight singles in the top of the first. Yennier Diaz ground into a fielder's choice, and a run did come across. Unfortunately, the no run first inning does cash. So overall, 3-3 day for Mr. Action Junkie. But we're hoping to keep the good vibes going and get some good plays going. I got four plays that I really, really like, and I'm excited to share with you all. But before I do, I always love giving trivia questions. Mr. Action Junkie knows that. If you listen to the show for the eight episodes that I've hosted, you notice that as well. I love giving trivia questions. So I got to thinking about pitching matchups, and I came across like this thought. So we all know last season, Domingo Germán, he pitched a perfect game last season. The first time a perfect game has been thrown in the MLB in 11 seasons. Before him, can you name who the last pitcher was to throw a perfect game? And I'll give you a hint, it happened in 2012. So I'll give you time to think about it while I go through my card for Wednesday, April 10th. I got four plays here I really, really like. Let's start with the first game. I like the Cardinals on the money line against the Phillies at a +114. Well, as a Cubs fan, it's hard for me to bet for an NL Central team, but I'm doing it twice on my card today, and it starts with the Cardinals. The Cardinals have started to find a stride here in April, winning five of their eight games after starting the year 1-3. I think they got a really healthy mix of young players and veterans in the top of their lineup. They got Lance Lynn on the mound. I think he's going to be looking for a little bit of a redemption game. He gave up 4 runs in his last start with a no decision against the Marlins. Meanwhile, Aaron Nola's on the mound for the Phillies. And to be honest, I've never really been a big fan of his, especially late in his career. He's had an above 4 ERA the last 4 seasons. And I think the Cubs are going to take advantage of him tonight. And I think they're going to win outright as an underdog. So give me the Cardinals on the money line, +114 against the Phillies. Next up, let's go with the Diamondbacks. Action had him on the run line. I'm just going to take him on the money line today at a -141. Well, the World Series runner-ups from last season, they've been on a cold streak as of late. They lost their last 5 games before they finally won the one yesterday to the Rockies. However, this is a talented Diamondbacks team once again. Very, very talented. You got Corbin Carroll. You got Ketel Marte, Christian Walker leading the way for them. I think they're going to go absolutely bonkers in this game against Austin Gomber for the Rockies. You want to talk about a guy that's been profitable to bet against? It's Austin Gomber. I've been betting against this guy for several years since he's been in the league. Since he's been in the league, he has a 4.92 ERA, and his ERA has been about 5 the past 3 seasons. And the Diamondback hitters, well, they've been very successful against Gomber. As their current batting lineup versus Gomber is batting .387 with 18 home runs and 18 runs against him. I think this is going to end up being a beatdown to get the Diamondbacks going on the right pathway, get him on a little bit of a winning streak here. So give me the Diamondbacks on the money line at a -141 at the Rockies. Next up, let's go to another NL Central team. I like the Brewers on the money line at a +116 against the Reds. The Brewers have been one of the hottest teams in baseball as of late. They have a 7-3 record and have covered the run line in 4 of their 7 wins as well. And Christian Yelich can be a man to thank for that. This veteran is batting .324 on the year with 4 home runs and 9 RBIs in their 10 games they played this year. I mean, could not have been a better start out of him. And this is a pitching matchup that's very, very interesting to me because we got old school versus new school. Now, some could say we have old school versus new school in this podcast with me as old school and act, or me as new school and acting as old school. But nonetheless, I digress. This is another conversation for another time. But we got an old school versus no, new school pitching matchup in the Brewers-Reds game. We got Wade Miley on the mound for the Brewers. Even though he's up there in age, he's still producing good stuff. He had a 9-4 record last season with a 3.14 ERA. And this is going to be his first start of the season. So I'm really interested to see what comes out of that. I'm thinking that's a good reason why the Brewers are on they're an underdog against the Reds here. But the Reds, they have Hunter Green on the mound. Green is only 24 years old, and his tenure in the MLB has been pretty strugglesome nonetheless. He has so far in his career a 9-20 record with a 4.53 career ERA. He had a no decision in his first 2 starts. And I noticed in the MLB, teams are successful based on 2 things. You got to have veteran leadership and you got to have consistency. The Brewers have that veteran leadership. They have it in both their batting and in their pitching. And they're also facing a pitcher currently right now in Green that's struggling with consistency and just overall not being the pitcher he should be. And everything's pointing in the direction of Milwaukee. And when things are pointing in that direction, that's usually the way to go. Give me the Brewers on the money line at a +116 against the Reds. Finally, let's go to our run line here, and let's do it with the hottest team in baseball right now. It is the New York Yankees on the run line, -1.5 against the Marlins at a +101. The Bronx Bombers, they've had 13 home runs in their 12 games this year, and they've been absolutely rolling teams, going to a 10-2 record on the year so far. But I mean, when you have a the top five of the lineup is Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Anthony Rizzo. You expect some success, and that's exactly what's happening thus far this season for the Yankees. The Marlins, on the other hand, while they're the complete opposite, pretty much is the best way to put it against compared to the Yankees. They have a 1-11 record to start the season. Now you got Marcus Stroman on the mound for the Yankees, and he's looked as good as ever in his first 2 starts. He hasn't given up an earned run all year and has a 1-0 record in his 2 starts with 1 no decision. Meanwhile, Ryan Weathers is getting the start for the Marlins, and he has not been as good. He had a He has a loss and a no decision on his resume, and he's given up 4 runs this year. They had a very, very close contest yesterday. The Yankees narrowly won, but I think this is going to be a blowout. I think Stroman is too good. I think the top of that lineup is going to be much more improved against a struggling Ryan Weathers here. And I think it's going to be a 2-3-4 run game here. So give me the Yankees on the run line, -1.5 against the Marlins at a +101. So recap my card for you. I'm taking the Cardinals money line +114 against the Phillies. I'm taking the Diamondbacks money line -141 against the Rockies. I'm taking the Brewers money line +116 against the Reds. And finally, I'm taking the Yankees on the run line at a +101 against the Marlins. So the trivia question I asked for you, who is the last pitcher to throw a perfect game before Domingo Germán did it last year? It happened in 2012, and it was King Felix Hernandez. On August 15th, 2012, he threw a perfect game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Man, I miss watching him pitch. It was so fun to watch him. The glory days of baseball for me growing up. I was in high school while that was happening, and I know I saw some great pitchers beforehand. I watched baseball my entire life. But King Felix is one of my favorite players to watch, and man, I missed him. So I had to throw him in for a trivia question for y'all. So that'll do it for this episode of the Play Me or Fade Me podcast. And as always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.